Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, let me bring it back to you, Muruti Mraka, the notion of our peace. And I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18. It says, "Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea." Let's take calls first. Hello there. Okay. We seem to have lost that one. Something that I was saying earlier on, that our peace flows like a river. Check Isaiah 48:18 says, "Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea." The waves of the sea continuously touch. The river continuously nourishes, feeds, and quenches the thirst of the soil. Our peace is actually supposed to be like that. In our lives and through our lives, it is like that. But in our lives, it's supposed to be like that. Yet at times we seem to be reverting to the worldly accords, Muruti.
Yeah, indeed, my brother. What's so clear from the Word of God is that, like Pastor Kabamba was saying, that when we talk peace, it's not just a word, it's actually the very nature of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Mm. If that nature is in us, it actually will flow out. It can never be bottled. Mm. Now, let's look at what you read, Isaiah 48. The condition is, if you had obeyed. In the Aged Covenant writings, you'd have the stresses over and over that the covenant he has made with Israel is a covenant of peace. There is a flowing from him to Israel of wellness. No conflict, to the point that he said to them, when you get to the land which I am giving you to inherit, and you are going to a nation or a city in war, the first thing he expected of them was not to start fighting, was to offer peace. That's, I believe, in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 10.
Yeah.
Offer them peace. And he says, if they take your peace, they accept it, they become your servants. If they don't accept your peace, besiege them and destroy them. So, peace means that agreement, agreeableness between two parties or more. Now, what does the Messiah say when he comes? He says exactly what that doctrine of the Father. He brings it also across in Matthew chapter 10, where he was sending his disciples out to go and present the gospel of peace, the covenant of peace. He says to them, when you come to a city and you enter it, find out who is worthy and stay there. And when you go to a house now to greet it, if the household is worthy, let your peace come upon you. In other words, when people say, hey, those are the people that can accommodate you, when you are approaching them, the first thing you are offering them is your peace.
Mm.
And it's, he says, but if it is not with, let your peace return to you. In other words, if they don't accept your peace, they are not with.
Mm.
Then he shows, instead of what they had in their minds, that then you must attack them. He says, shake your the dust off your feet.
Yeah.
Meaning now, it's not you who's going to fight, because I'm showing you peace is deeper than the outward thing of war and chaos, the absence of war and chaos, or the defeating of your enemies. Mm. It's more than that. It's spiritual. It's inside. And therefore, because it is spiritual, and you, we are tetela, you yield to the Father to be the one who carries out the vengeance. How? You just shake off your dust and you go. And he tells us, woe unto those that you have shaken your dust. Because the whole issue is, there is a nature in us, if we are children of God, that when we obey the Messiah, and we are being perfected, when we deal with other people, and the first thing we give them is peace, we are actually introducing the gospel of the Messiah.
Mm.
And if they reject that peace, they are not worthy of what Elohim is offering them.
Mm.
And I'm going to make an example, a quick example, and I'll leave it there, my brother. In America, which has for many years prided itself of being a Christian country, the Christians miss completely, and I'm not saying every Christian, I'm just saying generally, they misunderstood this thing of presenting peace to those that are not in agreement with you. When they saw the movement of those who are anti-God, basically, they went toe-to-toe with them using the same tactics that those people are doing. That's why today they are. And my sadness is that I don't think Christians in America, and generally Christians all over, we are realizing that America is on the precipice of disaster. And that disaster is not brought by people who are against God. It is brought by people who say, we are children of God. You know what? We have mishandled peace. We have not, and I'm speaking as though I'm an American Christian. I'm just saying, we have mishandled peace. We have taken the methods of the enemy, which he was already utilizing in other people. And we have taken those methods and utilized them and thought we can fight on that level. And we have missed how you fight the wars of God. The wars of God are not fought with the weapons of the flesh. On Sunday, we will preach it. But on Monday, we will go and take the weapons of the flesh of the world and utilize them. And the peace which we have been given, which is peace. Look, you talked about the river. You talked about the waves of the sea. When you look at them, when you touch them, I mean river, the waters of the river, the waters of the sea, they look weak. But go and look at the effect of a river. A river flows where it wants to flow. And it will push against every opposition until it has found a way, regardless of the resistance which was there. You said something about the waves of the sea. They will come upon the dry ground. And time again, they will make that dry ground wet. Our peace was supposed to be like that. If we obeyed the Messiah, that when we offered peace, say for instance those who were the proponents of aborting children, if we offered them peace and offered them the very nature of God, and when they rebuffed, we didn't go and use the same strategies they use, but we dusted off our feet and went on our knees and cried out the same way that the Messiah cried out when he was on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." The same would have happened. The same way that the Messiah, when he had prayed, many believed in him and escaped. But many others rejected him. And 35 years later, they were running for their lives. And they ended up spread the whole world by their enemy. That's how peace works. It is not, peace is not, how can I, it's not weak. It seems weak, but it's the most powerful, it's one of the most powerful forces that are in existence. When Christ was sleeping in the boat at peace, he looked vulnerable. But when he stood up as the son of Yudhavare, he could address what was causing consternation to the disciples. And immediately, the waves were still. And they stood in wonder and looked at him and said, "Who is this who can command the waves?" And they become still.
Okay.
Now, the peace which we have been given is the peace that we present. And when we have presented it, we get out of the way the enemies do not want that peace. We get out of the way and allow you, the Baba, to be the one who stands up and deals with them.
Thank you so much, Muruti. The time has just gone on to 16 minutes over the hour 7.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, you're taking your calls. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona Dumela, my brother Ray.
Sawubona Putwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngegama elihle lomfelo uJesu Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Ngibulise kuPastor Murake noProf Kabamba.
Siyabonga.
The topic peace, brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
Ngicabanga ukuthi peace ayikho kulomhlaba, kugcwele izimpi namahemu wemu. nezondo nokubulalana yizwe lela. But thina as believers, our peace needs to live in agreement with God and the peace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to dwell in our hearts, Padre.
Yeah.
And the world, the word ruling our hearts, as peacemakers, to bring people together, encouraging fellowship and a ministry of reconciliation, Padre.
Mm.
To all mankind, we finally see the name forgiveness. Sixolele. Singafani nezibona. Yazari lona iliphila ngomthetho othi an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Siyazi ukuthi we struggle with the world, our flesh and darkness. Because kulesikhathi samanje umbusi obusayo uSatan will honor our daily lives.
Mm.
But we must stand firm with the word and light our shield of faith away.
Yes.
Sicela usize kumoya engcwele asihlomise ngezikhali zomoya.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. God's truth. Our peace kufanele siphile ngomkhuleko njalo, Brother Ray.
Mm.
Umoya ngcwele usize ngikhale ngokukhuleka and praising.
Yeah. All the time. Blessings to you and may the Father be glorified, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, my brother.
Awuzeke, siyabonga. All right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Give us a shout and let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Now, the peace of the Father is taught also by the Father, Pastor Sam. And I'm looking at Isaiah 54, verses 13. All your children shall be taught by the Elohim, and great shall be the peace of your children. It's not taught by the world. It's taught by the Father. It's not even taught by denominational doctrines, but by the Father himself, who is our peace. What say you?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, that's why we, when I started, I said that the most important thing nowadays, especially when it comes to discipleship, we need to teach about the Father, because people need to know. Because the bottom line is, we've been so aware of many things. We've been so in touch with many things before we became children of God. Now, as we become children of God, we need the Father himself to have now an input into our lives, or to have influence into our lives. And whatever that has to go on around us when we come to teachings and so on, it has to be based on the Father. Because as the Bible says, if the Father is going to teach the children, you're going to teach them what kind of peace and what do they do, what do they have to do in whatever situation they found themselves. Now, you see that today, as the caller was saying that, people will go for an eye for an eye and people will go for whatever they must go because, you know, when you don't, people don't share your views, when people don't respond to what you want, then you are forced to use whatever means. Even if you have to be in fight, you know, you'll do that for the sake of just protecting your so-called reputation. Well, it's not supposed to be that way, you know. I'll give an example that these two days, I laughed, actually it was on Monday. I laughed very much because there was a man of God who literally attacked me in a way because we were sharing the word. He attacked me because, what my view was not his view. He could not really understand. I could not share the same view with him. And based on that, he became violent in such a way that he started saying a lot of things. But I kept my cool. I said, hey, brother, cool down. Because the whole thing here is, we are sharing something that you and I, we did not even start. We did not even, produce. And somehow, somewhere, we're all of us learning. You know, as we are learning, it will happen at one point that people will have different attitude, will have different approach to something. But if you haven't yet been on the feet of the Master to learn from him, it will be difficult. If you've been into many things around, but you haven't yet sat down. Because today, the big problem that we're having today in the Church of the Most High God is the interpretation of the Scriptures. We are not, people are not able to interpret the Scriptures as they should. And at the end of the day, they end up by having their own perception in whatever goes on out there. You know, and that becomes the problem, because when it's interpreted based on your our own mind, then where is the Father's place? Where, what is its input in whatever is going on? That's why if you can go to the Father, they will understand exactly why this was done, why this was done, why this was done. And it will be very easier. You know, somebody talked to me today and said, you know when we called, Elohim, when you call him, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, you know, we are not the one calling him that way, but he called himself that way. You know, when the Father has called himself, some in certain way, we cannot change it. But when, we have called him in a certain way, you know, we can come up with whatever names, we can come with whatever thing that comes to our mind, because we are the one who created that. But whatever that has been put down, the way the Father has put it down, let's keep it the way it is. Let's not even correct. Somebody even went further saying, you know, when you want to quote a scripture, quote it the way it is written. Don't try to paraphrase it. Don't try to change it. Just quote it the way it is written. And then the way it is written, then try to find out the meaning of it, the way it is written. No, don't try to make it your own. But today you found out everyone today, because we have that human nature, where people have the tendency of trying to put the scriptures working for them, for their own interest, than the interest of the Father himself. That's why it is important, as you said, that we need to go to the Father. Let him teach us. Let him show us what is that peace that we can come from, we can get from him. I remember from the in the Bible, one day, Jesus Christ was crossing the river with the disciples. We know the story. He told them, let's go to the other side. While they were going to the other side, it happens that, while they're crossing, while they're sailing on the water, something happened, and the storm rose. There were too many things. And then the disciples, what they did, they start now trying to find the solution to the problem that they were having. But they did not realize. Actually, they even forgot about the Master himself that was with them, who told them, let's cross to the other side. Now, if they could just pay a bit of attention to what he says by saying, we are crossing to the other side, I believe the storm could rise. They could have the storm, they could have whatever, winds and so on, but they could still keep up with the word of the Messiah that says, let's cross to the other side. But what they did, they started fighting first with themselves, trying to find a solution, until they remembered, he's here. They went to him, and even when they went to him, they did not say, Master, you told us that you're crossing to the other side. They went to him to blame him. In other words, you are sleeping while you are dying. That you're blaming him. The one who told you that you are crossing did not say, let's go to the sea, or let's cross to the sea, we're going to die in the middle of the sea. He did not say that. But he said that you're crossing. And when he woke up, he did not do much. He just said to the wind to stop. He said, shush, peace. And the wind went down. And he looked at them and said, people of little faith. That means you did not believe in what I said. That's why, as the scripture just given now, if we can understand, whenever we go through trouble, whenever we go through difficulty, we have challenges, what do? We need to have that characteristics or that character of the Father. What is this? In this situation, what could the Father do? When you are facing something, you say, okay, what could the Father do in this situation? Will he also react the way I'm reacting, or he will react differently? That's why he could even turn to them and say, hey, you people of little faith. Now, you know, there are a lot of debate. People go, you know, when you talk about little faith, what does that mean? That means we need to have a bigger faith or what? But he said, if you can have a faith that as small as the mustard seed, we can tell the mountain to move. The whole debate was not as big or bigger faith or whatever, but the whole debate was, do you really believe in what I say? If you believe in what I say, you have enough faith. If you believe in what I've said, you can move mountains. If you believe in what I said, you can go further. You can do things that, humanly speaking, you cannot do. then when we start learning to understand what the Father is saying to us, it will be a different picture. It will be a different way of looking at things. And then we can walk on the water as Peter did. We can experience a lot of things with the Father, because the peace of the Father will be inside of us in spite of what we can be facing as trouble. Now, as I mentioned before, when you read in the book of John, the book of John is speaking to us about it. It says, this is Jesus Christ speaking in the book of John 16. What did he say? He says, these things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. Mm. You in the world you'll have what? You'll have tribulation. You'll have trouble. But you need to put you need to trust me, because he is the creator. You know, today I was speaking with someone, maybe I will end on that, by saying, you know, let not us compare the creator with the creatures. Because there are things that we as human we can do. But as long as, I mean, as far as God or the Father is concerned or the Son is concerned, we cannot take what we are capable of, try to bring it in there in order to compare with the Father. When the Father can go beyond what we can think, beyond what we can come across. You know, when it comes to example to salvation, you know, salvation. Sometimes people explain the way they want to explain, but they never come to the place of saying, "Who is the author of salvation?" Mm. Who is he? Actually, because salvation is not just a word, I cannot put it. Salvation is a person, it's Jesus Christ himself. Who is he? How does he work? What did he do when he said, Father, I give my life and all my spirit unto you? When he screamed that, Elohim, Lama Sabachthani. When he cried, when he screamed, when he said it is finished, what did he meant by saying it is finished? You know, because we don't understand that, then we can say, you know what, hey, maybe he only did this, but he did not do that. But let not us think on his behalf. We need to come to that place of understanding what he did really. But when you understand that, then the approach that you can have towards situations you're facing in life, it will be a kind of a different approach. Because you will know that these things are not here to kill us, but they are here maybe to make us strong. Because he says that you trust in me, believe in me. In this world, you'll have tribulation. It's not that you're going to have an easy ride. But as you'll be going in this world, remember, I've overcome the world. Yeah. Remember, I've done this. I've made a way for you, because I am myself the way. And if you can trust me, if you can walk with me, I will teach you along the way. We'll go together until we get to the end. That's what Hebrews 12 will say. We say that what we have to do in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says what? Let's focus on whom? On the Messiah himself, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Meaning what? Whatsoever we have to do, let's focus on him. Because by focusing on him, the peace that we are looking for, we'll have it. Not that, I mean, there won't be trouble. Trouble will be there, but we won't feel it. We won't be afraid of it as if he was not there. And that's very important that people, we need to know that, as you mentioned, Muruti, let's allow him reveal to us his own nature. And as we understand his nature, we'll be able to overcome many things.
Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. We really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is our peace even all about?
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God. passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome to Valencia.
Dumelang. Le kai.
Reteng, ma.
Le bua le mme Pinky mona.
Aus Pinky, yes.
A ke tsebe na hore ke number e right na. E ke tsa pang ho yona. Ke batla ke radio ke teng ho se le jale ya ke ba le ke batla yona so ke se ho re ke mona ben e right na
me pink o mo radio pulpit. The very fact that you were able to get the number, it's Radio Pulpit and it's Wednesday Live, the show we are talking about our peace. How do we effectuate our peace?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Hey. Rato Mo. Interesting topics as always. This one Hallelujah. Specifically, it made me open my Bible to the first gospel in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, 31 to 33. Yeah. But more importantly, 33. Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious about itself. And that encapsulates peace. Once you worry about tomorrow, you will not have a fulfilled, peaceful life. Just like the Bible says, leave tomorrow's worries to tomorrow. Live today as today is here and now. Yeah. Therefore, once you live according to that scripture, you'll have all the peace that you need because you have faith that tomorrow will be different. Hence, he tells us, joy cometh in the morning.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lerato. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, Ntutuzeli says, good evening, pastors and listeners. I believe there are two kinds of peace. Peace that comes from the Lord and the other peace that comes from the world. The first one reaches the deepest parts of a person's heart, while the peace that comes from the world only touches the surface. It's Innocent Mtutuzeli Lieu from Jabulani Flats in Soweto. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, sir.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Babongani.
Ngibonga ithuba, ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakumfundisi uMraka, ngibingeleleke nakuprofessor Khabamba nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni likaKristu Jesu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko esithi our peace, can we use it in our times? Okusho ukuthi ukuthula kwethu singakwazi ukubonakalisa esikhathini samanje. Peace in Hebrew, it's shalom. It's the greeting in modern Hebrew. Khona amanye amakholwa abingelelana ke mayebona ke uPaul lwabo ethi khotso. Singakwenzi ke ukuthi kube isiqubulo nje islogan. Thina ke nathi ke abazalwane kumele ke sibingelelane ngokuthi grace and peace, umusa nokuthula. Noma singasho ke sithi shalom, shalom. Sibingelelane ngaleyo ndlela. The Lord is shalom. That is peace. He is peace. He is our peace. Peace is in the Lord. Peace is assured only through a sacrifice. apart from a sacrifice and a life laid down and blood that is shed, that can be no peace with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ngaphandle kokuthi simamkele uKristu Jesu abe ngakithi, angeke sikwazi ukuba ke nakho ukuthula. Peace with God is a blessing. We get everything through Christ, and nothing without him. He is all to us. Ukuthula lokhu ke kuyisipho kuyisithelo sikamoya. Peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus is our peace. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. 20. And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Emhlabeni akukho ke ukuthula, kodwa ke ukuthula lokhu sikuthola ke uma sikuKristu Jesu. John 14 verse 27. Jesus said to his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Our peace is not to be busy and worried of the things of the world. Blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall enjoy much peace. We don't have to be held by our own passions and troubled about material things, which is vanity. We are dead to ourselves and not entangled to ourselves. We need to stand boldly on our belief. Manje ke lokhu ke kuyaphambana ke kuba vice versa. Singamakholwa ke manje sihlezi sikhathazekile ngezinto ke zezwe, singakuthola ukuthula ngoba ke sibheke okwaphansi, singabhekanga ke okwaphezulu okukaNkulunkulu. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. UNkulunkulu uKristu Jesu kumele asinikeze ukuthula kuzo zonke ke izimo, noma kuthiwa ke irandi liyantengantenga, thina ke simake isibindi, singakhali simemeze njengezwe. This is encouraging and powerful truth of Scripture. God longs for us to have peace in the good and bad times, because he remains faithful and good all the time. That's why we say God is good all the time. He longs us to be founded on him, that this world can't shake us. In our times, preachers are no more longer preaching about peace to those who are afar off and to those who are near. Kushunyayelwa nje ngeprosperity, kushunyayelwa ke ngezinye izinto ezingeke ke zisize ke abantu bakaNkulunkulu nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 20 to 21. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mere and dead. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Izoni azikutholi ukuthula. Sin never leaves people in peace. Even though there may be nothing in our outward circumstances, there is something in our hearts that never can rest while sin rules our hearts. Noma ke kungabonakali ke ngaphandle ke kwethu, kodwa ke enhlizweni zethu kugcwele nje ukubalisa, kugcwele nje ke inhliziyo zethu ziyasindwa. Ma kungabe nje le nhliziyo zethu sinikeza ke uKristu Jesu, siyokuthola ke ukuthula. Ivesi lokugcina, Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, come to me all who labor and are heavily laden and I will give you rest. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Babongani, thank you so much. We really appreciate, sir. May the Father bless you even far much more.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say with regards to the issue of our peace in these times. How do we effectuate it?
Oh, I can't say before who took you a guy, Hemo. I can't say before who took you a guy.
Oh,
Namahuaka, I can't say with Savisa smartphone, Hunt, I can't say before Yaka ever get legible. It's Hansi Kikin Mokai, Sansi Kisijan. Well, we saw her guy be one cutting, so her guy copacopan, my work and Jaho writing makes me fish.
I'll see, Utlikile right, Radicrea the message to how Radicrea can it. Morena wetse hantle hle re tswele pele re bue ka yona taba yena and send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
God pray, my friend.
Evening, my brothers there.
Thank you, sir.
My brothers in Yeshua Mashiach.
Hallelujah.
Songena sibambene ngezandla lapha nezulwini. The day is coming where we shall see our Savior. We're looking at the clouds because we're told Gudi, when we see wars left and right and rumors, we should know that our salvation and peace that you're talking about today is coming. Peace is not an absence of war. Peace is not an absence of credit. It's not an absence of problems and challenges. But peace is the presence of the Spirit of the Most High in one's life. It's knowing the Most High. That's peace. It's eternal, because when you know him, you're going to have peace that when you depart from this world, you know your path. You're not going to wear orange overalls. You're going to wear pure white garments. You're not going to a waiting trial. You're going to the waiting room. That is the peace. That's eternal. Because many people will grapple with this thing. When the time comes for us to leave this world, you wonder, you know, bad, which path am I going to take? where am I going to land? You're not sure. So tinage I peace, that's how we find it. This world will never have peace because its spiritual kunkulu is not here. And also Yeshua told us that this is not his world. So we know whom it belongs to. The person who controls this world, we see him in the Maliake buying and mixing, messing up. He knows nothing about running the world. So this present world is going to be destroyed and the new earth is coming. Where peace will be the present of the Most High, the present of Yeshua, the present of the Holy Spirit. And we, that time, will be keeping his commandments. Then we'll find eternal peace. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. 0826572729. And let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on this, the issue of our peace even today. What is our peace even all about? We need to hear with regards to that. Waruna, greetings.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and 702 listeners. Pastor Ray, we can only get peace through Jesus Christ, our Savior, because he's the Prince of Peace. Pastor Ray, if the storms, the challenges of life, we need to be still, we need to be calm all the time. Always we need to be still and calm. Because now the Holy Spirit you operate a mona ling peace.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit I bat taka taka no mona ling noise, the kwaka kwaka no di ntotzangatangata mona ling di chila. The Holy Spirit a gentle spirit, that soft voice, so we can even miss the voice. So peace, it's amazing, rebe calm and rebe strong, and then we need to trust in the Lord our God Almighty. I thank you.
Wow, thank you so much, Waruna there. Thank you so much. And you still can send us WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can also send us a voice note. You can also send us a voice note. And you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let us come to the concluding remarks. Let me start with you, Muruti Mraka, as we conclude, since time has really, really gone. Now, our peace is always through Christ. Isaiah 53, verses 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Christ is our peace. His chastisement, his suffering, the price he paid. This peace we have has been paid for. And this peace is effective. We just need to believe that again. Muruti, finally. Muruti Mraka. Muruti Mraka, are you gone? All right. Pastor Sam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Let us conclude with you, Pastor Sam. What say you finally then?
Yeah. Spoken. Had a time whereby we made us, understand that the peace of God, it is something that we need to come, we need to take part of it so that we may become, as the Bible says in the book of Matthew, that we have to become the peacemakers. That means this is one thing that has to be something that has to work in our mind, that wherever we go, even when you go and share the gospel, you know, we cannot, share effectively if ourselves we cannot show the peace that we are carrying. We cannot be troublesome. We cannot be troubled by what we see. That means in a way we cannot be reactive in whatever we do, but we need to be able to act, because we understand that where we're coming from, what we have is bigger, greater, and more powerful than anything that we can imagine.
Mm.
Now, when the Bible speaks about that, the blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. That means, you know, we are called in our days to be, you know, as the Bible calls it, that we are, God, the Father has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That means we cannot be able to reconcile other people if you have to take sides. We need to be able to be in the middle in such a way to pull the two sides, to put the two sides together and give them the sense of life, or the sense of belonging, and show them the proper direction. That one cannot be able to give, proper or the right direction if yourself you are troubled. If yourself you're not able to understand what the Lord has deposited inside of you. And this is one thing that I believe strongly in this our time. And as we've mentioned, that can we be able to emulate it? Can we be able to take it to the people? But the only way you can take the people, the second question you've asked me was, we need to learn from the Father. We need to come to that place of understanding the mind of the Father, understanding what the Father is thinking about other people. As I've said it in many of some of the platforms that I've been, I said, you know, we as children of the Father today, we cannot judge the people outside. But the only thing that we can do, we can judge ourselves. We can work in order to help ourselves, in order to grow. But when it comes to the people outside, it is up to the Father.
Okay, I seem to have lost Pastor Sam. Let me come to you, Muruti, and then I will reconnect to Pastor Sam. Our peace, very much so, it is bestowed upon us through Christ, and we should understand that. Acts chapter 10:36, the word which the Elohim sent to the children of Yasharal, preaching peace through Christ, that he is Elohim of all. Of course, also Romans chapter 5, verses 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with Yahuwah through our Elohim Christ, Yahusha HaMashiach. Do we understand that it's only through Christ that this peace is effectuated, Muruti, finally?
Amen. My brother, as you have said there, reading those verses, it is through Jesus Christ that we have the peace. Not we will still have it. We have it. And what is expected is Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. But above all these things, from verse 14, but above all things, keep on love, which is the clamp of perfection.
Mm.
And let the peace of God umpire in your heart, from which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
Mm.
We are being called to have to yield to the empowering of the peace of God, the referee. Each one of us should learn to be under the refereeing of peace. That disturbance inside concerning anything as we are living the life of Christ, it is peace telling us whether something is correct or something is wrong. And each one of us should really seek from the Father to help us to relate to that peace so closely that we are sensitive to how it steers us as a referee in a game. Because a referee in a game is the one who directs. If he says something is a foul, it is a foul. If he says something is a goal, it is a goal.
Mm.
Not anyone can decide that. Now, that's why it's so important that the peace which Christ has given us should be umpiring our lives. Right. And many of the
brethren have given their examples. Examples like if you have needs, tell them to the Father, and after that, allow peace to umpire.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be agitated. Leave it there. Be calm. Know He is in charge. He will direct. And right. Peace works that part.
All right.
In our life.
Yeah. I hear you quite well. Pastor Sam, welcome back. We lost you there. You got cut. You were continuing, Muruti. As you conclude, yes.
Yes, as I was saying, that I mean, we need to come to that place of learning from the Father so that we may be able to become peacemakers. Because the world out there is waiting for people who can bring peace, not people who can bring division. In our days, I mean, sometimes, I mean, we've even realized that, I mean, Christian or sons of God are not even consulted anymore whenever there's a trouble. But we're supposed to be the people, we're supposed to be consulted so that we may bring peace. Whenever trouble comes, we come in. But for us to get to that place, we need to understand the nature of our Father and sit at His feet to learn. And know that, I mean, it's not about being right in the situation, but the whole debate is about what is God saying? What is the purpose of God? What is the mind of God in this? Because one can say, I'm right, I'm this, but that is not what you're pursuing. What you're pursuing is to make the two parts to be okay, and the two parts to accept each other, no matter what they might be facing. And so very important for us as children of God.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Warona.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and 702 listeners. Okay. Pastor Ray, we can only peace.
I think Waruna, I have heard you. I have heard Waruna. I've played that. Sorry about that. And of course, now, next week, we are going to be touching on the issue of true reverence. Yes, true reverence is what we are touching on next week. I trust the Father will do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. And I trust also that we will learn together even far much more on this issue. And let me give our guests, therefore, just each a minute of message of peace to the nation. Let me start with you, Muruti Mraka.
Yeah, a message of peace to the nation.
Yes, sir.
Is let us seek the Lord Jesus Christ, for He is the peace for our nation, and let's obey Him in everything.
I hear you. And Pastor Sam, your message?
A message I'll give to the nation is it does not matter where we're coming from. Does not matter which religion are we in, but what matters is to come to a place whereby the peace of the Father reigns. Because the bottom line is, whether we like it or not, but everyone wants peace somewhere. But sometimes we don't know how to, to put it in practice. But the right one is the one that comes from Elohim. Let's work together, and we shall see the peace reign.
Let us work together, and we shall see the reign of peace in our lives. Thank you so much. And Muruti Mraka, thank you very much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you, sir.
Yes, and bless you too, my brother and brother Sam, and your families, please.
Thank you very much. And Pastor Sam, much greetings and blessings to you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, and blessings to you too, and may your faith be blessed, you and Muruti Mraka. May all the Almighty Father be with us.
Thank you very much, and we talk again the coming week. Blessings to you.
Blessings.
Amen.
Amen, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much also for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the messages. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him in our lives. We bless His holy name, that even tonight He continues to talk to us by His Holy Spirit. We really appreciate. And thank you for the voice notes there. I see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we are back again between 6 and 8 on Thursday Live. Tomorrow, May the Father bless you even abundantly. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. May the Father be glorified in your lives, and also tomorrow have beautiful days, and let the peace of the Father continue to flood over you. Guard your hearts through Christ, our Savior. Tuda! Raba. Coming up next, Mfundisi Mabunda.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.